working our way through Advent in a sermon series called All I Really Want, and each sermon being an interpretation on that phrase. And the inspiration for the series has been this book, this Advent and Christmas devotional, All I Really Want by Quinn Caldwell. And so since the cantata is this morning and there is no sermon, you might think that you're getting a break from that theme. You would be wrong. There is this devotion from the evening of December 15th that talks about the power of singing. And so I wanted to read it to you in full this morning as a way of framing the cantata that the choir will bring for us. These are the words of Quinn Caldwell. There are something like 5,400 animal species that make complex, intentional, repeatable, musical vocalizations. Which is to say that there are about 5,400 animal species that sing. The majority live in the trees, few live in the oceans, a very few live underground, but there is one, only one, singing species that lives on the ground. You guessed it, us. Humans are also the only singing species with a precise and shared sense of rhythm, which is what allows us to sing together. Two birds might sing the same song, but they can't coordinate it. They can sing next to each other, but not together. Another thing, if a room full of people sings at the same time, they start to breathe at the same time as well. And not only that, but studies have also shown that when people sing together, their hearts start beating together too. And if we're singing together and breathing together and our hearts are beating together, then it's like we're one body. And that's nice when you're at a stadium concert or whatever and all the fans are singing along with an artist you love. But in the church, we make a bigger claim than just that we're fans vibing together. We claim that we actually become the body of the one to whom we're singing. Most other animals stop singing when danger approaches. But humans, at least humans in Advent, sing louder the closer danger gets. We know what stalks us, and we won't let it shut us up. We sing together, and we become large, and we become a body that does not back down. So come at us, predators. Come loneliness, and we will sing to you of Emmanuel, God with us. Come death, for hark the herald angels sing that Christ is risen with healing in his wings. Come depression, and we will sing Gloria in Excelsis Deo, and we will hold that long O until you are no more. Come power, and we will sing to you that the first Noel was to poor shepherds. Come despair, and we will sing joy to your world. Come racism, come homophobia, come sexism, for tonight is your silent night. Come war, and we will sing you to sleep. Come, all ye faithful, and sing.
Through the ages, the prophets spoke of one who would bring hope to God's people, uniting them all in peace and reigning in glory and truth.
Amen.
The Lord will give you a sign, said the prophet Isaiah. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. For centuries, as God's people struggled to be faithful believers, that promise echoed in their hearts, and they watched and waited. Galilee, in a village of Nazareth, there lived a young woman named Mary. One day, the angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you. The Holy Spirit will come to you, and through the power of God, you will be with child. You will give birth to a son and name him Jesus. He will be called the Son of God, and his kingdom will last forever." Mary wondered, "Why should God choose me? Am I worthy of this blessing?" The angel said that I shouldn't be afraid, and yet this is all so sudden and confusing. This is what God wants me to do. I must put my trust in God and be a faithful servant. Was engaged to Joseph, a carpenter. He was troubled when he found out she was expecting a child, but an angel appeared to him in a dream saying, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the Holy Spirit has blessed her. This child will fulfill what God spoke through the prophet." The time came when the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken. Everyone was required to return to their hometown to register. Joseph, a descendant of David, needed to travel to the town of Bethlehem in Judea. Joseph wondered, why did this have to happen now? It's almost time for the baby to be born, and it was such a long journey to Bethlehem. Would she be able to travel that far? He knew he must try to keep her comfortable and protect her from harm. But why did they have to go now?
No.
was evening when the weary travelers reached Bethlehem. Joseph knew that the night would be cold, so he began looking for a place for them to stay. Because so many had come to register, there was no room anywhere in the village. Finally, an innkeeper offered them a shelter in the stable behind the inn. Joseph told the innkeeper that they had come all the way from Nazareth, and he felt sorry for them. Mary had looked so tired, and yet there was something special about the way she looked at him. Joseph was so worried about her and the baby. The innkeeper knew that the stable wasn't the best place for them, but at least they'd be inside and out of the wind. He showed them how they could make a bed out of some hay so Mary could rest, and he hoped they'd understand that this was the best he could give them. While the town of Bethlehem quietly slept, shepherds on a nearby hillside kept watch over their flocks through the night. It was cold that night, as one of the shepherd boys exclaimed, "Look how dark the sky is, except for that one star over there. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. I wonder if anyone else has noticed it. It just seems to be shining down in one place. There must be something special happening." He wondered what it could mean.
Little bird,
the shepherds watched their flocks, the sky was suddenly filled with a brilliant light. And an angel of the Lord spoke to them, saying, "Behold, I bring you good news of great joy. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Then there was with the angel a chorus of heavenly hosts, rejoicing and singing loudly their praises to God. When the angels had departed, the shepherds decided to go to Bethlehem to greet the child. They hurried off to the town and found Mary and Joseph in the stable. They entered quietly and saw the baby lying in a manger. The shepherds spoke, saying, "Look, it's just as the angels said it would be. He seemed so tiny and fragile. Can you see the joy in his mother's eyes? This stable is so small, and yet, even here in this humble place, the Holy Spirit is among us. This child is truly the one we've been waiting for."
Thank you.
There were wise men from a distant land who saw the bright star shining in the eastern sky. Recognizing it as a sign of the king's birth, they set out to greet him. The kings said to each other, "The prophecy is fulfilled. The star has finally appeared. It must be the one because it shines brighter than any other. Come, we must gather our gifts and begin our journey." They followed the star until it came to rest over the stable in Bethlehem. They went in and found the baby and laid their gifts before him. We gather together once again as God's faithful people to celebrate the true meaning of this joyful season. Let us come now to the manger, as they did so long ago in Bethlehem, and offer our own gifts of love and faith as we share with others the wondrous story of the baby Jesus, Son of God, Light of the World, our Savior.